The United Nations says the rise in systemic and structural racism and racial discrimination is in breach of the prohibition against racial discrimination in the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination, the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, and other international instruments. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the activism among the African diaspora has played a crucial role in overcoming injustices and bringing them to the world's attention. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, commented on Saturday's International Day on the struggle for equality.
Today we celebrate these contributions of people of African descent around the globe, and we recognize the extraordinary efforts of so many who are dedicated to building a better future for their communities, anchored in full respect for their human rights. My office and I as High Commissioner are committed to supporting people of African descent and everyone who stands up against racism.
Turk says racial equality must be integrated as a core principle of the global sustainable framework, including the UN's 2030 agenda, as well as climate and biodiversity policies, and that voices and perspectives of people of African descent be included in all discussions.
As the lingering effects of historical injustices continue to obstruct the path to freedom, equality, and dignity for people of African descent, we need to build on the momentum from the last 10 years through proclaiming a second international decade, a decade that must be truly inclusive and transformative, meeting the expectations and needs of people of African descent and ensuring their rights are fully realized.
According to the United Nations Population Fund, women and girls of African descent are subjected to racist attitudes in health sectors across the Americas, making childbirth less safe and increasing the risk of preventable maternal deaths. Jarbas Barbosa is the director of Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO.
People of African descent account for approximately 20% of the total population of the region of the Americas. However, their health and other needs are often underaddressed, resulting in important health inequities. For instance, in our region, people of African descent are 2.5 times more likely to live in conditions of poverty, and they often experience limited access to health services and higher rates of maternal and infant mortality.
Despite advances in inclusive data collection, many countries struggle to gather racially disaggregated statistics, which can help reveal patterns of inequality and inform policies that could prevent and eradicate racism. Barbosa says policies should be adopted that recognize social participation and improve the health of African populations.
These inequities are rooted in historical exclusion, racism, and discrimination, which contribute to poor health outcomes and perpetuate precarious living conditions for a significant portion of this population. PAHO stands committed to improving health equity and the health and well-being of people of African descent in the Americas.
The UN calls on member states to fight racism and discrimination and build a world of equality, opportunity, and justice for all. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.